We dig deeper into the story with Michael McFaul, U.S. ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 2014. He's now a professor at Stanford University. And Stephen Lee Myers, he covers foreign affairs and national security at the New York Times. He was based in Russia from 2002 to 2007. He's also the author of The New Tsar, The Rise and Reign of Vladimir Putin. Stephen Lee Myers, I want to ask you first, who was this individual that was killed?
Alexander Litvinenko was a fairly obscure intelligence officer in the KGB and then later the FSB in the 90s. Wasn't very well known until he very sensationally came forward with accusations that the unit that he worked for was involved in corrupt activities and, in fact, in assassination plots. When he came forward at the time, this is in 1998, the director of the FSB at the time, the Federal Security Service, was Vladimir Putin.
So, Stephen, staying with you for a second, in your reporting at the time, a lot of people suspected this. So what did we learn today from this report?
You know, people who followed this inquiry, which really was an extraordinary process, might not be that surprised by the conclusions that were in it. But I think the tone of it and the accusation linking it, though with a caveat, to the Kremlin and Putin himself is really what was so striking, to see all these facts laid out. A lot of what was known about this case dates back to the investigation that happened in 2006 and 2007, and when the British originally charged the two suspects. You know, many of the details were already known at that time, but I think that there was an eagerness inside the UK, especially to learn more about this case and who did order it. And, you know, the judge's report today, you know, took that to the very top of the Kremlin.
Michael McFaul, does this change your understanding of events?
No. I, too, like Stephen, has followed this case for a long time, both as an academic and then in the government. I've only had a chance to skim the entire report. I haven't read everything, but I've read their conclusions closely. And I want to applaud them for doing this. I think it's very important, even if nothing more comes of it, that somebody went to the trouble to document all this for history and so that this has been recorded. Having looked at it, there is no new smoking gun. There's no secret tape that recorded Putin giving the order or Mr. Patrushev giving the order. But it just puts together the circumstantial evidence, which is to say that these two agents came from Moscow. They had polonium, something you can't just buy on the streets. They poisoned him. They went back to Moscow, and they've been protected by the Russian state ever since. In fact, Mr. Putin has given Mr. Lugovoy a state award. And it's based on that that they come to their conclusions. And it's pretty damning conclusions, therefore, for both President Putin and, at the time, the head of the FSB, Mr. Nikolai Patrushev.
Stephen Lee Myers, does this almost bolster Putin's image as a tough guy, as someone that gets things done, even having this out there?
I don't think anybody inside the Kremlin welcomes this kind of attention or the accusations, which, again, have been out there for the last 10 years. They've vigorously fought them. Putin does not want to be portrayed as somebody who would carry out this kind of attack, ordering this kind of assassination. That said, Litvinenko was widely reviled in the Russian elite, especially among the security services. And even in the testimony that's included in the report today, one of the suspects said that the killing was meant to send a message to others who might betray their oath of to the state in Russia.
Michael McFaul, I see you agreeing there. This was a killing that was meant to send a message by that slow, painful death.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was a traitor. Remember, he worked for the KGB, then the FSB, the same organizations that Mr. Putin and Patrushev worked for. He then defected. He then made these claims that's in the report again that the FSB orchestrated terrorist attacks against Russian citizens back in the fall of 1999 as a way to rally Russians around the flag and support, ultimately, President Putin. That was the first time that he ran for president. So there's no doubt that they hated him. They made that very clear, and they were sending a signal. And I want to point out there's been a lot of assassinations. There's been a lot of killings. Just last year, the leading figure of the opposition, Boris Nemtsov, was murdered, assassinated just a few feet from the Kremlin walls. Again, with all this ambiguous notion who actually ordered it, who didn't, But it's a pattern. It's not just a one-off. And the last thing I want to remind you of, even if they didn't make these calls, right, even if somehow this was a rogue operation, that's also pretty damning. That means that President Putin is not in charge of his state and that people within the regime can carry out assassinations without his blessing. That's also not a very good message about his control within Russia.
Stephen, what's the response been from Russia today?
You know, as you would expect, and as it has been from the very beginning, they've denounced this investigation. They say that the accusations that the Russian state was involved at all is part of a politically motivated smear campaign against Russia and against Putin himself. So, you know, it's hard for them, I think, in Russia to understand mm-hmm. this or accept this as an independent inquiry. They say the whole thing was politicized to come to a predetermined conclusion.
Finally, Michael McFaul, what about the diplomatic consequences of this? The UK, the US are kind of in a delicate dance with Russia right now, especially when it comes to Syria.
Well, I think for Prime Minister Cameron, it's going to be very difficult because they took years to get over this this big interruption in their bilateral relationship. And they were just slowly creeping towards a better relationship when I was ambassador. And then the invasion of Ukraine set that back. We're now in this moment, as you just noted, of trying to cooperate with Russia on Syria, both on a political solution but also on the fight against ISIS. And therefore, I think they're going to try to do damage control. That would be my prediction.
All right, Michael McFaul, Stephen Lee Myers, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.